I feel a little bit like a rabbit. When there is danger, the rabbit closes his eyes and pretends that it's the fox is not really there. I remember when I took sannyas, I was a brahmachari in Bombay. And I wanted to preach more and travel a little more, but as a brahmachari, I didn't get the opportunity. Of course, I would go every day for making life members, but that was more partially preaching what they wanted to hear and partially business. So there were some other sannyasis in Bombay at that time, Tamal Krishna Goswami, and some others in India. So I thought, you know, I'll take sannyas, and then I'll travel and preach, and life will be wonderful. So, just after I received the danda from Srila Prabhupada and new set of cloth and kopin, the fire yagya, the lecture by Srila Prabhupada, very nice lecture. Then I went outside of Krishna Balaram Mandir with my danda. And then all of these people started to bow down to me. And I thought, oh no, I just wanted to travel and preach, not this. I'm not against this, this is part of our culture. But one just hates when it happens to him. When I first went to India in
1972,
it was the Vyas Puja of Madhav Maharaj in Vrindavan. He has his month in Vrindavan. Of course, he is no more with us, but so Guru Das and I went for the Vyas Puja celebrations. So a number of things happened. I was introduced to Bengali kirtan, and they do very, very sweet kirtan in the Gaudiya Math, especially at that time, what I remember.
Akkor nagyon szép kirtan csinálnak a Gaudiya Math, amit
emlékszem. I gave Madhav Maharaj a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam, because before I went to India, I was, you know, I was one of the senior book distributors in the world, and that Bodhimanta and I were sent to London to teach the devotees book distribution, and from there I went to India.
But it says Srimad Bhagavatam that the only element and the one who is in the Kitoshan Kempas, who is Rudy Mantan again, and in one of the Bhakta Gantan in Chukrami, Kanya Dostan is from the land and land in India.
So he took the book and he said, "Oh, Swami Maharaj," he said, "actually I am senior to your Guru Maharaj." And I thought, okay.
És akkor, mikor megkapta a könyvet, akkor mondta, hogy jó, ez Swami Maharaj írta, igazából én idősen voltam, hogy mind a te Guru Maharajot. Én meg magamra mosolyogtam, mondtam, hogy rendben van.
But anyway, during the ceremony, when it came time for the actual Vyasa Puja,
a ceremony alatt, mikor az igazi Vyasa Pujára került sor,
there were a number of his god brothers there.
Ott voltak az Isten testvérei.
So they all began to fight or play amongst themselves who would sit down on the Vyasasan. In other words, any one of them, theoretically, any one of them could have sat down and received Vyasa Puja. But finally, after playing that game for a little while, one would push, the others would push one forward, and then he would object, and they'd push someone else forward. And finally, Madhav Maharaj sat down and accepted.
So, a játék után, hogyha próbálták az egyik szanyaszit előre jönni, hogy ő jön le, akkor ő jelentkezett, aztán valaki más, és akkor végül Madhav Maharajot előtették.
You understand the point?
Értitek, hogy mi van a lényeg?
We are not a personality cult.
Nem személyiség kultus vagyunk.
You've heard that expression before, I'm sure. We are instructed by Lord Krishna to worship the spiritual master. So, by the direction of Krishna in our heart, and by our hearing, not listening, but hearing, we have chosen a devotee to be the spiritual master for us.
Krishna irányítás alapján a szívünkben és a hallás alapján kiválasztottunk egy baktát, hogy ő legyen a lelki tanító mesterünk.
And it is the need of the disciple to follow this instruction of Lord Krishna. You cannot jump over and go directly to Krishna. Krishna won't accept your service because he has asked you, he has ordered you to worship his devotee.
Krishna nem fogadná a szolgálatodat, mert arra kérd azt az utasítást adta, hogy imád a baktáját.
So his devotee agrees to accept the post of spiritual master.
Ezért az ő baktája elfogadja ezt a helyzetet, a lelki tanítómester helyzetét.
Now, it's always nice if you like your spiritual master. But even if you don't like him, you still have to accept a bona fide spiritual master. So there is the post and the institution of the spiritual master, and we know that Krishna is the spiritual master. For example, well, I'll give a real example. It will never happen here, but in Bombay we have beautiful deities. Radha, Rasa Bihari, Lalita, and Vishaka, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and Sri Sri Gaur Nitai. So, at the time of installation, it was discovered that Lord Chaitanya's leg was broken in transport. Wow. You said all of that? Okay. I think Hungarian is a language of sutras. So there was nothing we could do. It was too late to get new deities. We installed Lord Chaitanya along with Lord Nityananda. But 20 years later, 1998, I believe, Lord Chaitanya one morning fell off the altar, and it was early in the morning. A devotee was there, luckily, and caught him before he fell off the altar, otherwise he would have been smashed completely. So we had to change the deity. We ordered a new Lord Chaitanya who looked exactly like Nityananda Prabhu, and the old Lord Chaitanya we took in a boat with big kirtan procession into the ocean and offered him to the ocean. We did not stop worshipping Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda, because that is our sadhana, to worship the deities of Lord Chaitanya. So similarly, we worship the spiritual master. Now, like I said, I, having lived in India for a long time, and being a person who is sensitive to people's psychology, I'm in favor of honoring Vaishnavas.
Én, aki hosszú ideig voltam Indiában, és érzékenyek az emberek pszichológiájára, azt tartalom, hogy én megyek a Vaishnavokat.
And when you can't tell whether they're a Vaishnava or not, go ahead and worship them anyway.
És ha nem tudom megmondani, hogy ez egy Vaishnava, akkor is csak én mondtam.
No harm.
Nem lesz semmi baj belőle.
But it is a little bit of a shock in one sense, because this is not standard tradition at every temple in ISKCON. In fact, there are some GBC rules about chanting names of anyone but Prabhupada in the temple room, or even offering worship except on one's Vyasa Puja.
De igazából van a szabályok arra is, hogy nem lehet másnak nem elég énekelni, nem van szabályban, csak Prabhupádnak, és hogy csak a Vyasa Puja napon lehet imádni őt.
Personally, I think it's very healthy.
Személyesen azt gondolom, hogy ez nagyon egészséges.
It's unhealthy for me, because I have a tendency to get very easily puffed up and think that I'm the doer, I'm the enjoyer. But it is very healthy for you to accept any service that will help you to become humble. And I think the key is not, the problem was that we were facing competition. One, the disciples of one guru would try to outdo the disciples of another guru, and when they were both in the same temple, it became unhealthy competition.
A problém az volt, hogy versenykés volt a tanítványok között, hogy az egyik gurunak a tanítványai próbálták a másik guru tanítványait felvonni, és akkor így egészségtelen verseny alakult közöttük.
And when it was in different temples, or perhaps there was only one person in a temple who was receiving that kind of worship, it created a kind of special status for one person, whereas there might be other Prabhupada disciples in the temple who were not as expert at preaching or whatever, and their disciples might feel.
És hogyha csak egy valakinek adták meg ezt az imádatot egy templomban, akkor lehet, hogy ott voltak más Prabhupád tanítványok abban a templomban, akik nem részesültek ilyen tiszteletben, és akkor ez az adott személy egy különleges helyzetbe került.
And then the biggest reason was that people thought that we want to focus all of our energy on Srila
Prabhupada.
After all, his mercy is all that all of us are made of.
Igazából minden az ő kegyéből történik, mindannyian az ő kegyéből lettünk.
I cannot emphasize enough how special he is, and devotees were feeling that GBC members were feeling that if we allow ourselves to be worshipped, it will minimize Prabhupada's worship.
És nem tudom eredet hangsúlyozni, hogy milyen különleges személyiségű, és hogy a GBC belül azt érezték, hogy ha engedjük, hogy minket jobban imádni meg, akkor az csökkenti a Srila Prabhupada helyzetét.
Now, I personally don't agree with those ideas.
Személy szerint nem értek egyet ezekkel az elképzelésekkel.
And it's just a personal opinion.
És ez csak egy személyes vélemény.
I feel that we should glorify Prabhupada more. For example, one devotee once said that if you're underneath Prabhupada and you push him up, then to push him higher, you have to go higher.
Akkor ehhez neked is magasabbra kell lenned.
And if you push him higher, then you have to go a little higher.
Hogyha magasabbra nyomod, neked is magasabbra kell lenned.
So, whatever we do for Prabhupada's disciples to express our love and gratitude for their helping us in our spiritual journey, we should do more than that to express our love for our founder, Acharya. And if we haven't achieved that level of maturity yet, then we should try more and more to do that. Otherwise, it becomes a reverse competition. One spiritual master says, I will be very humble, I will sit on a vyasasan this high. And one says, I will be more humble, I will sit this high. And another one says, I'll dig a hole in the ground. So, I very much like Vedic culture, and I appreciate that you are offering this respect to the seat and to the institution, and for that reason, we don't worship an empty chair. Someone's got to sit in it, so I'll sit in. Tomorrow, someone else will sit in it. So, I'm very, very happy for those of you, for all of you actually, that you are following His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Shiva Ramaswamy. Turn the tape recorders off quick.
Remember that
He is a very, very special person. Srila Prabhupada wanted that his disciples would be expert at everything. Now the reason that I can appreciate this is because I'm not expert at anything. Except for maybe telling jokes or something. But Shivaram Maharaj has been obedient brahmachari, a book distributor, a manager of book distribution, a temple president, bigger responsibilities than a sannyasi, a GBC man, and then a scholar, an expert at worship. He's written books. I'm trying to think of something that he hasn't done. It's hurting my ego to think of all the things that he's done.
Sankirtan Bhaktának a vezetője, templom prezident, más nagyobb felelőssége is volt, a szanyászi, GDC, tudós, könyveket ír, szakértő az imádatban, és minden más dologban, még az egóban is érti, hogy végig van, hogy mindenben ugyanis.
I think I thought of more things than you said.
Azt hiszem, hogy több dologra gondoltam, mint amit mondtam.
I don't think he mentioned them all. He did? Okay. There's much, much more also. So it's very rare that you get a spiritual master to be your spiritual master who has all these qualifications. And of course, he was in the UK, and he was preaching there. But to tell you the truth, the atmosphere there was not so conducive for him showing or manifesting all of his talents and abilities. There are many different kind of, they're all devotees, they're all wonderful devotees, but there's different groups with different ideas, and sometimes they get constipation. You know what
that is?
And it's hard to achieve anything in such an environment. But because Shivaram Maharaj is so expert, and because he is immensely blessed by both Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna, he has done such a super excellent job here at New Vrajadham. And that doesn't mean that he did it all himself, but he attracted his godbrothers also, like Bhakti Vallabh Puri Goswami, who has contributed a lot to this project.
És aztán cserébe magának tette, hanem hozott az Isten testvéreit is, például a Bhakti Bhaktivinoda Goswamit, aki nagyon sokat tett ezért a projektet.
Now, Bhakti Balapuri Goswami is Scottish.
Bhakti Balapuri Goswami is Scottish.
I know a little bit about Scottish because I have blood, Scottish blood in me. Scotsmen make Jewish people look like very magnanimous people. In comparison, Scottish people are generally very tight, very, they don't give money much to anyone.
Tehát, hogy egymásban elítjük a kettőt, akkor a zsidó az nagy lelkőnek tűnik, mert a skót ember az nem nagyon a pénz senkinek, nagyon fogal a színpadon.
Including their wife and children.
Beleértve a feleségét és a gyerekeit is.
But because his divine grace Shivaram Maharaj has such a nice friendship with Bhakti Balapuri Goswami, he has, you know, contributed nicely here. Funds, I believe, that were collected in Scotland. So in every way, you are fortunate to have his association here, and it would be very wise to always please him so that he always stays with you here.
Minden szempontból nagyon szerencsések vagyok önnek a beadatásolása, és nagyon bölcsön teszitek, hogyha mindig jó életé teszitek, azért, hogy mindig így mondjam.
Prabhupada told one of the, actually the very first sannyasi in ISKCON.
Prabhupada legelső sannyasinak mondta az ISKCON-ban.
He said, sannyas means that if you don't like a place, you can just get up and go anywhere. You have no obligations.
Azt mondta, hogy a szanyász azt jelenti, hogyha nem tetszik neked, hogy ahol vagyok, hogy csak felállhatsz és elmehetsz máshol, nincs semmi kötelezettséged.
So, I love to hear Bengali sayings. Many of them are brilliant. And one of them that I always quote is that the king is good for the people, and the people are good for the king.
Van egy bengáli közmondás, amit nagyon szeretek. Úgy szól, hogy a király az nagyon jó az emberek szemben, és az emberek nagyon jó a király szemben.
But the king is better.
De a király az nagyon jó.
In other words, if we don't have a good leader, we will all suffer. Even if sometimes it's a little hard to surrender, it's much harder for you if you don't surrender.
Még hogyha milyen kicsit nehéz is meghallani, sokkal nehezebb, hogyha nem hallasz.
I was just reading a book which was written by a woman in California in the USA. Of course, America is the home of the liberated, unliberated woman.
Mesela Amerika'da
But this woman wrote this book. It was called A Surrendered Wife. She was a typical Californian girl. She was married and had children. And by about 35, she found that her marriage was in big trouble, and she could see that it was going to break up. But she couldn't do anything about it. But she noticed that some of her friends were living very happy lives. So she started to inquire and do some research. And she learned from many, many women, and finally wrote a book, that if you just surrender to your husband, you will get more of a chance to be yourself, to be happy, to be peaceful in mind.
És sok nőtől megkérdezte, és utána rájött, és megnézte ezt a könyvet, amiben azt mondja, hogy ha csak meghozza a fényelmet, akkor sokkal könnyebb lesz saját magad lenni, és békésen leszel, és boldogabb is.
So it's not always that you get an expert, a talented, a very wonderful leader like His Divine Grace Srila Sivaram. So we should surrender. And I'm sure you're all doing that. The reason I'm talking like this is because I'm trying to convince myself that I need to surrender to Srila
Prabhupada.
Are there any questions or
But the disciples don't know so much about his early times on devotional service. So maybe if you have some devotional
I went to India in 1972, and I think Maharaj, when did he come to ISKCON?
In 1972, India, which before you Maharaj has ISKCON.
73? I didn't get much opportunity to associate, only when he would come to India and I would see who was this, you know, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is this bright young sannyasi. So, you know, I would see him and I would wonder, who is this?
Mikor Indiába jött, akkor néztem, mint Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, és néztem, csodálkozott, ki ez a Indiába sannyasi,
It's interesting, I'm reading about one of my very good friends, Vishnujan Swami.
Most olvasom az egyik nagyon barátomról, Vishnujan Swamiról.
And I can see similarities between Srila Sivaram Maharaj and Vishnujana Swami.
És látok hasonlóságot a kettőnk között.
exactly alike, but they have a lot of things in common.
Persze nem pontosan egyformák, de van sok közös dolog.
I have something in common with Sivaramar.
Én nekem is van valami hasonlít, nem van Sivaramar.
We're both Canadian. That's about as close as I can come. Any other questions? This will probably be the last time I'll get to talk to you. I don't know how long. I have to tell you that anyone who hasn't seen me for a while will remark, "Hey, Maharaj, you don't look sick."
Azt hiszem, hogy aki egy ideje nem látott engem, az mindenhol megjegyzik, hogy hirtelen és nem is nézek ide nektek.
But I just got a letter from a doctor who was treating me in Bombay.
Most kaptam egy levelet egy orvostól, aki Bombayban kezelt engem.
And he said that as far as he knows, or we know, he said we, liver cirrhosis and chronic encephalopathy, which is a condition of cirrhosis, the brain becomes overcome by ammonia. He said, you can slow it down for a little while, but it's progressive. In other words, he was suggesting that, I don't have too much more time to go.
Ez egy időre lelassulhat, de ez folyamatosan fejlődik ki, szóval azt sugallom, hogy nincs túl sok idő hátra.
I want you to know that I'm not in the least bit worried about it.
Azt akarom, hogy tudjátok, hogy egyáltalán nem aggasztalom.
And I am going to go on preaching till my last breath.
És prédikálni fogok az utolsó életemig.
But my Bhrigu and my horoscope do not indicate that, you know, that now it's not my time yet. 75, something like that.
The Bhrigu and the horoscope do not indicate that it's not my time yet.
But right now, I am traveling, and I have to be real careful how I travel, because I have symptoms which, you know, they're not, I'm not, it happened to me in Belgrade the other night, where I was on stage giving a lecture, and I got a heavy cramp in my leg, and I went on preaching, but I was in great pain, and they had to carry me out.
Szóval utazok, és prédikálom, amikor nagyon óvatosan kell utaznom, mert én jönnek ezek a tünetek. Én Belgrádban egyik este történt, hogy színpadon prédikáltam, és gyöngyültem magamba, és tovább tartottam az óvatosan.
Now, on a brighter note, I did go to what would you call him, a psychic doctor or a doctor who heals, a medium actually, he's a medium for subtle healing in Brazil. And I definitely did experience some improvement after that. So I'll go there again. And I very much do want to come here. But we'll just have to see what Krishna wants. So, if you have any question you want to ask me, now's a good time. Are you the official question asker? Okay.
You mentioned that you were in close relationship with Jayananda Prabhu.
Oh, don't. I'll start crying. I can't handle that.
Thank you, that's not bothering.
Jayananda didn't have an enemy.
Jayananda didn't want to be on
Sri Ram Maharaj is a great preacher. Tamal Krishna Goswami is a great preacher. Bhakti Vrinda Goswami, great preachers. But there are some people who, you know, due to their envy or whatever, may not like them. Many devotees are very humble, but I don't think I've never met anyone who was so humble as Jayananda Prabhu. One of my godbrothers wrote about him, Kalakanta, and he said that one of the qualities about Jayananda was that he saw both new devotees and old devotees in the same way. They were both senior to him. You would think, well, you know, how can, you know, I mean, Jayananda was one of the more senior devotees in the movement. He joined in 67, and he was an engineer. He had a degree from the most prestigious engineering university probably in the world, certainly in America. He was from a very wealthy family. He also had a teacher's degree.
Jayananda igazából ő egy nagyon idős bakta volt, 67-ben csatlakozott, és az egyik legnemesebb egyetemen szerzett mérnöki diplomát, és tanulói végzettsége is volt, és nagyon nagyon nagy családban származott.
So, when you have nothing and you act in a humble way, that's probably how you should act, because you didn't have anything anyway to be proud about.
Hogyha nincsen semmi, akkor, és alázatosan viselkedsz, akkor ez talán a természetes dolog ezt csinálni, mert túl sincs minden büszkének lenned.
But Jayananda had it all.
De Jayananda minden megvan.
And yet he loved to take out the garbage.
És nagyon szerette kivinni a szemetet.
He loved to fix the cars and the trucks in the temple.
És szerette a templomnak az autóit szemben.
There was a devotee who joined the temple. It was a new bhakta, and he actually wasn't joining. He just came to see if he should join. So he went to Keshava, who was the temple president. And Keshava sent him to be with Jayananda for the day. So we had these big, huge, metal, I don't know how you would call them, we'd call them a bin, but you probably don't know what a bin is. Pot, it's not a pot. It's just a big metal container that you put your garbage in.
So what did you have to do?
And, you know, all week long we put our garbage in it from the temple, and at the end of the week they take it in a truck out of the city to the city garbage dump. So Jayananda always did that, and on this day, that it was the day that he was taking the garbage out. So that boy went with him, and after working all day with Jayananda, he came back to the temple. And he went to Keshava and he said, I want to join the temple. Keshava said, well, what made up your mind so quickly? The boy said, well, if the guy who takes out the garbage around here is so blissful, I can just imagine how the rest of the devotees are. Jayananda is the kind of person who you read about and you think, oh, the author has added a lot of embellishment to make it look good, but he couldn't really be all that good. But I can assure you 100%, and I have nothing to gain, 100% Jayananda was that good.
De biztosítanak benneteket, 100%-osan Jayananda ennyire jó volt ennyire.
And Jayananda was not a big sannyasi. In fact, he was a brahmachari, and his parents would not give him money because they thought he would just give it to the temple.
És Jayananda nem volt sannyasi, hanem brahmachari volt, és a szülei nem akartak pénzt adni neki, mert azt gondolták, hogy a templomban fogja indulni.
So in order to get money from his parents, he got married.
Azért, hogy pénzt kapjon a szüleitől, megházasodott.
Then he gave it to the temple.
Akkor a templomnak adta a pénzt.
And lived in the brahmachari ashram.
A brahmachari ashramban lakott.
nice girl, I feel sorry for her, but she never actually got married to a husband. He was he was someone that all of us can become if we want to. He wasn't a big, big man way out of our reach. We could never hope to be a GBC or a big guru or... No, you can take out the garbage and be like Jayananda. You can repair the cars and be as good a devotee as Jayananda. You can do any simple service, and Prabhupada recognized Jayananda as, he's the only official Prabhupada recognized ISKCON saint. So we should never forget him. We should read about him on his disappearance day, and we should read about him at many times during the year, even just in our own house. Just to remind us that each and every one of us can become like Jayananda if we want to. I did pretty good. Usually I have a tough time. I know more stories, but it's getting late. You have to do more work for tomorrow's festival, I think. Thank you. Thank you.